How many of you have ever owned a pair of Nike sneakers? Raise your hand. Quite a few? Some? Not all? But I think I've owned at least one pair ever since I was in middle school, elementary school. I'm not particularly tied to Nike or anything like that, and this sermon is in no shape or form brought to you by Nike. But if I can appreciate one thing about this company, it's their branding. Their marketing department is really good. You see, Nike isn't a place. It's not a person. It's actually a Greek word, and if you're a nerd like me, you like Greek words. So, but Nike means to win, to surpass, victory. Or as it's translated in our last verse of our gospel reading for today, to overcome. I have overcome the world. And Jesus says this during a week where victory seems anything but assured. And that's what this Maundy Thursday evening is all about. It's a key moment in the story of Jesus' life. It's often overshadowed by the great events that happened around it. Jesus sharing in this Passover meal with his disciples, imparting some final wisdom to them. He had his last couple moments with his dear friends, these people that he cared so much about. And he's a bit long-winded, so please don't blame us if our sermons run long. In John's gospel alone, this upper room account is quite lengthy. It's 4 chapters long. But if you knew you were going to die tomorrow, what would you tell your friends? What would you say to the people that you cared about the most? That's what this upper room account is all about. Jesus giving some parting advice to his disciples. And near the end of the account, near the end of this story, he tells them this: trouble is coming. In this world, you will have trouble. Now, Jesus does not say, in this world, you might have trouble. The disciples will. In fact, the trouble would begin later that evening when Jesus' arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane. He even predicts what these best friends of him will do. A time is coming, and in fact, it has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. The disciples, Jesus' best friends, would abandon him as he faces his great tribulation. The suffering, the humiliation, the physical pain that would ultimately lead to his death. By the end of the night, victory must have seemed a fleeting, short-lived promise to these disciples. Just as Jesus predicted, trouble was coming for him and his friends. And this promise of trouble, of tribulation, not only applies to these upper room disciples, but to all those who come after them, to us as well. In the world, you will have trouble. Not might, you will. So what trouble are you facing today? Maybe the relationships that you have aren't as strong as they once were, and you're left to sort out a lot of your problems on your own. Maybe you suffer from the shame of another person's actions, or you're troubled by the guilt of your own. Maybe your health isn't what it once was, and that grave seems to be coming closer and closer. Victory against these troubles can seem unattainable, and the world feels impossible to overcome. We simply can't face this all on our own. But Jesus can. I have overcome the world. Sometime this weekend, I'm going to give a little homework to you. I encourage you to read through the Passion story according to St. John, chapters 18 and 19. And as you read it, one thing becomes clear. Nothing happens to Jesus that he doesn't anticipate. When facing betrayal, when facing abandonment, when facing beatings, when facing scourging, when facing public ridicule, when facing death by crucifixion, he's not afraid. He's not afraid of any trouble, any tribulation that the world has to offer. Now, this is not at all to minimize what he went through. His suffering and death at our hands was brutal. But the contrast between what happens to him and his attitude throughout it is jarring. This is because even on this night, as his passion is set in motion, Jesus knew that he had already won. In the face of trouble, Christ's victory abides. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. Be of good cheer. Be courageous. Be at peace. And what do we take heart in? Jesus' abiding victory is unshakable, unchangeable, unstoppable victory over the world as the Son of God. Jesus' abiding victory in his birth, where he truly became one of us. Jesus' abiding victory over death itself, in his resurrection on Easter morning. Jesus' abiding victory on the cross, fully atoning for our sins. Even in the face of what was about to happen, Jesus knew that his victory would abide. And his abiding victory becomes the disciples' victory. This is because him and his disciples that night had already partaken in the Lord's Supper. This night, Maundy Thursday, is the night that Jesus instituted communion with his disciples. Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant shed for you. When the disciples ate his body and drank his blood, a piece of Christ quite literally became a part of them. In communion, Christ and his disciples became one. And Jesus gives his free gifts of forgiveness, eternal life, and salvation to all who believe in him. It's why we celebrate communion. First, because Jesus commands us, his church, to do just this, to do it in remembrance of him. And second, we believe that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is truly present in, with, and under the bread and wine in this saving meal. As you partake in the body and blood of Christ, as you partake in a piece of your Savior, Jesus Christ quite literally becomes a part of you. Through this ordinary means of bread and wine, the Son of God imparts his abiding victory to you. In communion, you and I, we all become one in Christ. And just as our Lord wasn't afraid on this Maundy Thursday evening, facing suffering, facing death, Jesus shows no fear at the trouble in our lives, no matter how drastic, no matter how dire they might be. When victory seems uncertain, when you're facing the troubles of this world, the Son of God says to you, take heart, I have overcome the world. When you're feeling all alone, when you're on your own, take heart in the abiding victory of Christ's incarnation. When you sin, no matter how drastic, take heart in the abiding victory of Christ's crucifixion. And when your journey comes to a close and death draws near, take heart in the abiding victory of Christ's resurrection. So bring your tribulations, your trials, whatever trouble you may face. Jesus has come and has overcome all of them. And he's ready to receive his dear friends at his table, just as he did that Maundy Thursday evening. Jesus freely imparts his victory to you. May Christ be your joy as you take heart in the abiding victory that he imparts to you. Amen. Please stand as we confess our faith with the words of the Apostles' Creed.